Hey, my friends, it's Kate Warman here, and I just want to welcome you to week 3 of our mini-series all about navigating the beginning stages of dating. The first week of this mini-series, we talked about a guideline for stage 1 dating, and then last week we talked about the art of intentionality and how you can be intentional in 4 main areas at the beginning of dating. Intentional in your ask, intentional in your questions, intentional in your comments on the date, and intentional in your follow-up. Now today we're going to talk about how to not be awkward in this beginning stage of dating, which also includes knowing the best kind of dates to do at the beginning of the dating process. But before we get into the content of the episode, I want to share with you guys that we're actually able to do these mini-series because of our incredible sponsor, Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a faith-based online therapy network that falls under the incredible BetterHelp umbrella. I am such a fan of therapy, you guys probably know that already, but I especially also love therapy that incorporates Christian principles and spiritual things and just prayer. It's so awesome to have a Christian therapist. Getting connected with an affordable Christian therapist is really easy through Faithful Counseling. All you gotta do is fill out a form about yourself and your needs and your past, and then Faithful Counseling will connect you with a fellow believer within their large network of licensed professional counselors. Once you're connected to a therapist, you can start communicating with them in under 24 hours. You can log into your account at any time. You can shoot them over a message, especially if you have a question about something that just came up, and you will get a timely and thoughtful response back from your counselor. You can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions, and you can do all of it from the comfort of your home in your most comfy attire, I might add. I've been doing virtual therapy for about a year now, and you guys, I love it. It is great. Another huge perk about Faithful Counseling is that there is a broad range of expertise in the Faithful Counselor network that may not be locally available in many of the places that you live. So if you live more remotely, maybe you can't find a counselor that specializes in something you really need. That is why Faithful Counseling is so great. The last cherry on top is that a lot of people don't do therapy because of the cost of it, but Faithful Counseling is actually more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and there's financial aid available. So if you guys have been looking to try out therapy but haven't found someone that's for you, or maybe it's been too costly for you, or you've just had a stigma around it, then I encourage you to just try out Faithful Counseling. And the best part is, for Heart of Dating listeners, you can get 10% off your first month by going to getfaithful.com/heartofdating. All right, you guys, so let's talk about how to avoid an awkward first date. Everyone's like, the first date always feels so awkward, and I want to give you some tips to make it not as awkward. The first and foremost thing that I would suggest is to, yes, be thoughtful, but don't spend all your time creating this crazy giant plan. And especially don't do a dinner date, okay? Dinner date is basically a terrible idea, in my opinion, for a first date, unless you already really know that person. Maybe you're already really good friends and you already know you have a strong connection. If that's the case, sure, maybe a dinner date is going to be fine, but in most cases, I do not recommend a dinner date. Here are a few reasons that dinner dates can be awkward and kind of miserable. The first reason is it's very possible that about 15 minutes into the date, you start realizing, okay, we have absolutely nothing in common at all. And now you are stuck for another hour or so talking to that person, right? Eventually, if you keep doing this, you're going to get into a place where you start resenting the dating process if you keep going on lousy dinner dates. So yeah, I want to encourage you to be intentional, but we need to balance this by not overinvesting all at the start. And if you book out an entire evening for something like a dinner date, you're basically telling a person, hey, I am booking out my entire evening for you, a person that I barely know. Like, this is basically the message you are sending. On this end, so my recommendation, especially for a first date, is to do something just a touch more low key. Maybe you go to something like a coffee walk. This is something that I always encourage people to do. So you grab coffee at some cool local coffee shop and you just walk around and explore the local neighborhood. And then if part of the date is going really terrible, or you have nothing in common, nothing to talk about, very little connection, then you can share with them that you have plans after the coffee walk and you're going to have to go, but that it was really wonderful meeting them. On the flip side, let's say you do meet for a coffee walk, and then after 30 minutes or so, it's going really well and you're really connecting with them. Then maybe you say something like, hey, do you want to go do something fun after this? And maybe then you walk or you drive to something that's close by, like bowling or mini golf, or you find somewhere to just go and explore. If you do it like this, you guys, it's also going to show that person that they're doing something right because you are deciding that you want to spend more time with them, right? So you're like, oh, I met up for a casual coffee walk, but then I really enjoyed myself. So then I was like, do you want to do something else? And now they feel like they got a win. They definitely feel like you are interested in them, right? Another thing I would suggest to do to make it not awkward is not sit opposite of each other in any case on a first date especially. This again is why I don't really love dinner dates at first because it makes it feel like an interview. I know dinner is a really easy suggestion, but it's just not setting yourself up that well for success. Because think about it, if there is a moment of silence in the conversation or something, when you are sitting across from one another, there is nowhere else to look but at the person. So there's an awkward silence and then you feel more discomfort and awkwardness, or you feel like you have to say something because you're looking at them and it suddenly feels really weird. But if you aren't sitting across from them and instead maybe sitting next to them, you maybe can look out and it's not as weird to have like some moments of silence. It doesn't make it quite as awkward, right? Now, another thing to do to make it a little less awkward on a first date is to make sure you have small bits of physical interaction going on. All the Christians listening, you just need to breathe and realize that small points of physical interaction is not sinful. It doesn't have to be super weird. And in fact, it can be really helpful, you guys. You can do this. Maybe it's just you start by giving them a really big hug at the beginning of the date. You know, they are making time for you and that deserves at least a hug, right? Or maybe it's small points throughout the night where that person is saying something really interesting and you pause to comment, look them in the eyes and affirm them. And while doing that, you touch their arm. Or maybe you're joking around a bit and maybe even flirting and you touch them in brief moments. This is totally fine and it helps to create it like a little less of an awkward tension in the room. Another thing to keep in mind in order to avoid awkwardness is to kind of choose an activity that would be helpful for how you normally show up on a first date. So let me give you an example. If you are a really easy conversationalist, then going somewhere where you can sink into intentional conversation with your date isn't necessarily a bad idea because that's really easy for you. And for me, that's how I would feel because I could talk to a wall if I wanted to. But if you are someone that takes some more time to kind of open up or warm up in conversation, then I recommend doing something that has just a bit more external stimulation. So like the example I said before of going on a coffee walk, that would actually be a great idea because at least in that case, there are other people around you and that's a level of stimulation. Maybe there's some people watching that you can comment on, right? Like there's other things than just talking about you guys. You can also make comments on other things going on. Or if you also fall into the same bucket, another idea could be, you know, going to a comedy show or a sporting game, something that you can comment on and talk about with the other person other than just all about you guys. Whatever you do, the absolute first date no-no, other than what I said before, which is dinner, would be going to a movie. You guys, I think that a movie in stage one dating is not at all a good idea because you cannot interact with the other person at all. So whatever you do, do not go to a movie in the first few dates, especially definitely not a first date. So let me just walk you through some of my very favorite first date ideas. Here are some of them. I love going on a coffee walk, like I shared with you guys. Love a comedy show. That's really fun. I love going on a hike or just a fun workout class with the other person. I love going to a museum, maybe going to mini golf or bowling, some fun activity like that. I love sunset walks. I do those as first dates a lot. Maybe go to some food trucks. That's really fun. Or get creative and do something like you map out some of the best dessert spots and you just hop around to different dessert places. Maybe that's better for a second date, but I still love that as an idea. Now, if you do something like dinner, okay, remember, go somewhere where you aren't sitting across from each other. If that's really what you're going to do. So maybe it's sushi or something where you can less awkwardly just sit and interview one another. The last thing to keep in mind to make it less awkward, friends, is do not put that person on a pedestal and don't have super high expectations. So if you're a girl, remember, Repeat to yourself, this is just a dude. I don't know if this is my future husband. It's just a dude. They're just my brother in Christ. And guys, same thing. This is just my sister in Christ above all else. And no matter what, it can be a friend if nothing happens in the future. If this romantically doesn't go anywhere, you can still be that person's friend. So let's just breathe and take the pressure off and have fun. Last but not least, it's honestly only awkward if you make it awkward, boo. Seriously though, it's awkward if you make it awkward. And so sometimes if I do feel like I'm being awkward, I'll just say it like, hey, I sometimes get nervous. I'm probably being a little awkward right now. I apologize, and just laugh it off. Just own the awkward. John Mayer says that. You got to own your weird. And so I'm weird. You know, sometimes I can be weird or awkward, and I'm just going to own it because that's part of my personality anyway. So if you make light of it, it kind of makes it more fun and it shows some of your personality and that you're admitting to it and that you're kind of just overall comfortable with who you are. Okay. All right, y'all. So those are all my suggestions to help you avoid an awkward first date. I really hope this helps you even in just small ways or gets you thinking about things a little bit new and a little bit different. I think that we can challenge ourselves to go outside the norm and just do always the classic same things, dinner or drink or coffee or blah, blah, blah. There's other things we can do. And I want you to keep in mind everything today. It's going to zest up, spice up, and make your dating life that much more fun and enjoyable. Now, also don't forget, if you are interested in trying counseling, maybe you've never done it before, or you want to do it in a more affordable way, check out Faithful Counseling, you guys. I am loving it. I've been using them for a while now, and it's been so helpful for me. You can get 10% off your first month by going to getfaithful.com/heartofdating. I will see you next week for our next episode in this mini series.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.